You're live.
Welcome to the Women Who Radiate Wealth podcast, where we show up as we are and have fun in business. Our focus is on women's entrepreneurship, where we empower female entrepreneurs. We share with you financial and emotional self-confidence in business while making your offer, being intentional and purposeful with what you want to bring to fruition. Today, we're going to talk about paying attention to yourself. As a woman in business, as a business owner, it's vital to tune in and listen to your body. Is your soul crying out to you? Stop, rest. If you push yourself, you're not going to do better. You may get more done, but it's not going to be fun. Showing up as you are and having fun in business, that's what we're about as women who radiate wealth. Having excitement with every step, being in your own renaissance. This is the new world order of business. Welcome to our world. Cornelia Stephanie, happy to be in this world of business with you. How are you, my friend?
Oh my gosh, I love listening to that intro. I love it. It's like, yes, yes, yes. Everything is ping, ping, ping when I hear you speak the truth like that. That's wonderful. I'm good today. I'm good now. It's been a traumatic, you know, last couple of weeks, and there's just been much that has happened, you know, for life, in life, you know. And so I'm looking forward to this conversation today and talking about that beautiful message that you shared of self-care.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Cornelia, as the coaches we are, self-care does underlie so much of what we do. The beauty of us, if it's okay for me to say, because you know, we show up as we are and have fun, the beauty of us is remembering the self-care. It's helping our clients to infuse, really tuning into yourself and paying attention while also being in business. And so this message of tuning into yourself is so important, listening to yourself, both your body, right, and your soul crying out. So, of course, a little bit later, we'll talk about, well, what if you need to push through? And no one knows that better than you right now, Cornelia. We're going to talk about your app. But sometimes you really just have to tune in and listen, right?
Yeah. I think the pushing part is part of the old world where you felt like you were because, you know, if you really identify your busyness and you really track, you know, like, are you using busyness because you're distracted and you want to please everyone and you don't want to let people down and you are afraid that if you slow down that you won't make the money that you need in order to live your life. So really looking at what the spiral is, what the chasing of the hamster wheel is when you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off, where when people see you, they either look to you as, wow, that's a shining example. She's got it going on, or I don't want to be like that.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're talking about being models and we're talking about showing up as we are. And sometimes we show up really raw and vulnerable and we're, you know, in that state of being. And other times, you know, we're on fire. We've got, you know, we're cooking, we're hot and it's great, you know. But being able to really identify where you are as a woman in business and how you want to design your life and how you want to show up is important to have that inner self-care.
So, you know, let's get real, Cornelia. We do understand that there are many people who work who feel that they can't design their own lives. I'm here to say I was one of those people, and many of my clients were certainly. Cornelia, I know you worked in corporate as well. I happened to work in the nonprofit sector, but it was still a job in business. And I learned over that time that, yeah, I could still design my life in my mind. And that is how my body and my soul responded to move in the direction that I wanted to go. And when we design our life in our mind, a life of comfort, of ease, of being calmly confident in our intuitive space, then we can really rise in a different way and rise up to these challenges that face us every single day. So I want to acknowledge that. But for you business owners out there, we really want you to understand what it feels like to radiate wealth, which is you being in charge, right, Cornelia?
Yeah, because think about it. If you're running around like a crazy woman and you're pushing the river, you're not magnetizing. You're not attracting the abundance and the prosperity that you already are in your natural state of being, because you're pushing for something outside of yourself because you on some level don't believe it's happening. So once we can really, you know, slow down and come back to center and being that peaceful, calm ocean that you are. And from that place, really look at what your core values are, what's meaningful to you. I think we talked about it in the last show where we talked about the piece about, you know, sometimes the mind may say that we need this much money. But the body or the inner spirit may say, this time it's not about the money. This time I need space. This time I need time. And this time I need this. And to be able to be okay, the designer of your life, to say, hey, I want to clear my schedule. Hey, I need more space. I need more time. And to be able to give yourself that because you listen to the inner promptings of your heart, of your soul. And that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, and I think you and I both know, and we both show that when you show up in this way, then you are more in charge, more in control, and you're really focusing on that which is abundant, that which does produce a lucrative return. I mean, this is really where you're, I call it being down in the funnel, you know, near the, not the top where all the stuff is going in, but if in the funnel where you're down right above the spout and the really pure stuff is coming out the spout. When you are in this way that we're sharing today, then you're really near the spout or you're coming through and you have your pure output that is really based on your intuition. Now, Cornelia, I'd like to ask you a question because I learn from you in this way. So the question is putting itself together for me. You know, you're creating an app and there's a lot of work in the app. People have no idea, unless they've created an app, they have no idea what goes on behind the scenes, but I have a sense of how much work it is. So I want to ask you, Cornelia, how do you push through when you need to push through, like when you're birthing something, and still honor what it is that we're talking about?
It's really good. It's really good. One of the ways, this is just one, is to work it a little bit at a time, you know, like creating an app, you know, it's like, well, this should have, you know, you needed to have these pages filled out last week or the week before. And then other things happen in life. So you realize that, hey, adjust your date, because that date was man-made and that date can be adjusted. So I would say with strategy, always looking at your timeline and coming at it from a place of where you are right now and what is it that you need right now. Always identifying what do you need as a creator, not so you can push through, man through, power through, but that you can really focus and create from a place of, oh, I got this, rather than from a place of, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed, I can't get it all done, and completely being all stressed out about it. You know, that's just one part. And then the other part that would complement that, I would say right off the bat, is ask for help. Ask for help and be, you know, in your, like, who's on your team?
Yeah.
And who's going to help you? So basically, then you're looking at the day and you're looking at, okay, this is what needs to be done. And you have somebody and you both tackle that one thing together. And it's like, wow, that you know, because that person's working, supporting you. You're working, supporting this part. You've got somebody helping you, and it's getting done. And when you have somebody supporting you, that's helping you, that's also giving you this kind of feedback, like, if you need anything else, let me know. If you need anything else, let me know. How does that make you feel, Susan, when you hear me say that?
I love it, love it, love it. And I need it. And I always say yes, because I've learned showing up for myself in business. And also personally, if you have, as I did in my past, go through a family cancer situation in my extended family, you say yes when people offer you help personally. You know, you say yes, but we're here to say you say yes in business. So Cornelia, I want to really refer to our New World Order again, because in the old way of being in business, A, you didn't really get to ask for help, right? You had to do it on your own. You had to push through. You had to break yourself to get it done. You'll do anything to get it done. You know, that was the old way of doing it. How did that serve you? How did that serve us in the new world order of business, in the new way that we are creating business? We ask for help, and then somebody else jumps on board, like Trish in the case of your app, and be like, oh, this is fun. Let's do this. What do you need? Right.
And so, yeah, and not only that, but it's like when you come at it from the place of service, of like, you know, what can I do for you? How can I collaborate with you? And really, you know, this whole app thing, you know, this app isn't about Cornelia at all. It's, you know what it is? It's, again, the new support for collaboration, for, you know, having everything at one fingerprint touch, that where I can support the people that we serve, the people that listen to us, and the people that are part of our media group. So it's a collaboration for all of us, which it supports all of us. So not only the people that are the influencers that are giving the support and the information that's going to help make your life better, but the listeners also. So it's a win-win that goes all the way around. So when you look at it from that place, and always come at it from this philanthropic state of being, where you want to support others, where you want to generously give others, where you generously want to help others, because the cup is always overflowing, and you're not coming at it from a place of depletion. Asking for help is a sign of leadership.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, something funny just happened inside the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. People are obviously tagging us, because I heard it on your phone and I heard it on my phone here. So hello, friends in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. We're doing a podcast now. We'll be back to you later. Cornelia, you really just nailed it. You totally nailed it. It is the divine feminine, where we give from a service perspective. It's called being a service leader, you know, being, you know, giving in service to others, to the world. I recently have formulated a new phrase for myself. When I'm walking in nature, whether it's in my beautiful preserve over there or the beautiful Sedona Red Rocks over there, and I call it Mother Nature and God teaming up to support me. And that's what's happening in the way you describe with the app. You know, people are teaming up to support each other. And when you bring together these energies, this beautiful synergy is created. Now, I want to ask for something today, Cornelia. May I?
Yes, please.
Okay. I want to ask our listeners for a favor. We would like to ask you to like this video, if it's serving you. We would like to ask you to subscribe to this YouTube channel, if it's serving you. We would like to ask you that if you're seeing this on Facebook, please like this video. And more importantly, if you know other women in business, women you want to support, we would like to ask you to please share this video. We are here showing up as women who radiate wealth because we want to support and empower female entrepreneurs. And so usually either Cornelia or I make an offer to you to do something. But today, Cornelia, I thought I would just ask for this favor of our listeners and viewers. This material is vitally important for women in business to hear. Women in business still feel very alone. When you're in business for yourself, in spite of what we're talking about now, Cornelia, it's a little bit lonely, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It used to be. And then until you see that that's part of the old way of doing it, you know, part of the old way of doing everything yourself. The new is about connection, is about collaboration. It's about finding your tribe. That's really what it is, you know, so because we're all coming together to support each other, because there's enough to go around for everyone. There's no scarcity mindset that we need to follow, because we're coming at it from a wealth and abundance perspective, because we are in alignment with the truth of who we are. We're not pushing, because if you're pushing, then you're going against the grain, and you don't need to be pushing to make things happen. You need to just be in your wealthy, true, abundant self. And from that place, you focus and you create and you ask for help. You show up and you lead and you listen.
I have a few things to say and share. Number one, I want to tell you that I was talking with our mutual friend and group member, Melanie, and talking about something, I think something that she was doing, something that was going on. And I said, oh, remember Cornelia says that we shouldn't be efforting. That's EFFORTING. Yeah. I don't know if you coined that word or not, but I learned it from you. And I reminded her, we don't want to be efforting, right? That's the pushing. That's being in resistance. We want to be here. We want to be open. We want to, you know, move with the energy coming to us. And I've learned this from you, and I've learned this from my own growing experience. When you really, truly are in your intuition space, which is you down at the bottom of the funnel, coming out the spout, when you really give yourself permission to rise like that, then you are not in efforting. You're in flow. You're in alignment. And that's where abundance finds you. When Cornelia says abundance is there with the affirmation, there is enough, I really wanted to really hit that home for you. I have learned this myself, because then you're full up with intuition, with abundance, with flow, with alignment, and you don't feel so depleted all the time. And that's really what we're trying to get across today, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that you've touched on really some great points to for the women that are listening to this to really practice in their business, to really like take an inventory and take, you know, like doing a self-correction, I like to call it that, self-correcting a strategy where you are, and take a step back so that you can really look at how do you approach your business. Are you coming to the day with a full cup, or are you ready, you know, coming to the day feeling depleted? And so I have a wonderful exercise for us today that, you know, that we did yesterday when I was on the Dr. Pat show. And I realized being on that show, listening, that I thought, wow, you know, this, I had thought, you know, how like right away when something's clicking and whatever, yeah, I was thinking, oh, I need to do a podcast about this all the time. And then I realized, I just bring it into every podcast.
Yes. I didn't wait.
Go. You know, so I thought, okay, well, let's just, you know, let that be part of my signature branding. Whenever you talk to Cornelia, she's going to ask you to brag about where you are. Do you love that?
I love it. And you know, I love it because I did it yesterday. You gave me the opportunity in advance. You gave me a little heads up and said, hey, Susan, I'm going to be doing this. Do you want to call in? I said, yes. And I showed up. And guess what happened? I'm so happy that you are bringing this up, because I want to help people who are listening to us understand that I was standing in an airport picking somebody up. I didn't have anything written, but I had the opportunity to know that I was going to be given an opportunity for brag therapy, just to talk about something that I was proud of about myself without shame, without worrying that I was being egotistical or arrogant. That's why I love this, Cornelia. This is the new world order of business. We want to hear what you have to say. And what happened with me, I even listened to it again just before, Cornelia. I loved what I said because I didn't know what was going to come up. And so I loved that I said I was born a creator. I said yes to it. I was born to lead women in the second half of life. I said yes to it. I show up for my group. I'm there. I do it. You know, all these things that really come up. So why don't you just talk for a minute, Cornelia, about this idea of why it's important. We call it brag therapy. We call it celebrating yourself. Please elaborate further.
Well, because the title of the show was called Who Do You Think You Are? And in our old world conditioning, we had been conditioned, don't talk too loud, don't shine too bright, don't boast about your accomplishments, exactly. Don't boast about who you are. You're showing off. What will people think? All these things, these are all egotistical, egos that were saying this to you. Who do you think you are? You're talking too much. You're shining too bright. These are all ego conversations, because I can tell you right now, Source, Spirit would never say that to you. It's an ego that was speaking to you, saying that, and now you listen to it. And so what I want to do is ask for the egos to just step aside for a minute. Yes. While we have this bragging session going on and bragging about how absolutely magnificently wonderful you are, what you've overcome in your life, and how amazing, courageous it is to be you every single day living in your abundant self.
Amen. No, really. I mean, this is like a prayer. I mean, this is so beautiful. And Cornelia, I am in the middle of a masterclass in trauma mitigation. And with what I'm learning about how 100% of people are faced with trauma, maybe not the biggest capital T trauma of your life, like you hear on the radio, you know, see on the news or whatever, but 100% of people are faced with trauma. So when you just said to us, the courageous person you are, you know, to celebrate that, to shout it out, to feel it, to think it, to believe it, I'm here to say it is true. You are courageous for having overcome what you have overcome. Don't put it down. Don't deny it. Don't, you know, not acknowledge it.
That's why it, you know, we have to acknowledge the gift. We have to acknowledge the gift. For years and years and years, if you have been working on your inner garden, working on your own personal self-development, working on your own healing, soul healing, physical body healing, emotional healing. If you've been doing that, part of the practice is also to acknowledge the amazing gift of who you are. And that's really, if you're an entrepreneur, no matter what, it's an important piece in your business to acknowledge that piece and acknowledging our gift. So for 1 minute now, Susan, you get to brag, and then I'm going to brag, and then we're going to close the show because it's already time. So please, it's 23, so you have 1 minute. Please.
Okay, so you're going to time me. You're going to stop me, right?
I'm going to stop you. So okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
I am proud of the way that I am showing up for the cohort that showed itself to me, the cohort of people in this world who need to be seen, who need to be heard, whose passions have been subjugated, who don't even have an ability to even self-soothe anymore, to self-heal. And I want to tell you that I am bragging about how I worked so hard myself to break through and to be in my inner garden through my own self-healing so that I can now support other women in this journey and in this process. I'm proud of myself, and I stand in the receiving of that.
Good. Look, you have time left. Look how amazing this is. And so, you know, you have time left, like 10 seconds left. And so here I am. I am a wonderful imaginary force of nature that I am. And I'm so deeply excited about what I have overcome and what I have created in my life as a co-creator of heaven on earth. The vision of heaven on earth, peace on earth, where we can come together with practical tools on how to live our lives to be the best in everything that we can be. Because there was somewhere in me that believed that I came here to heal. I came here to heal and restore from all of the traumas and from everything that I was born into. And that I came here not to fit into the old world, but I came here to build the new. And so I'm proud of myself for tenaciously standing up for the truth, for standing up for the light, and for being around amazing people like yourself and many others that are supporting the evolution of this planet.
No, there was not dead airspace to people who are listening to this podcast. There was silent jubilation in the blessing of this.
Yes. And do you see how wonderful that is? That's really taking ownership of our gifts, because I'm not speaking to your ego, because what I'm saying, what you're saying, is not to be judged. It's not to be judged, but only celebrated.
Cornelia, we're going to do a podcast on judgment. I learned so much from you. We're going to do a podcast on judgment.
Good. We'll bring that into our next call. Next time, we want to thank everyone for listening. Please, you know, chime in with us and brag about how amazing you are, how what a wonderful, kind, generous human being you are, how wonderful you are, what an adorable, loving soul you are. Please brag about it. Let us know. We love you. We thank you for joining us. Susan, as always, it's an honor and a pleasure, my friend.
Same here. Ditto, ditto.
Okay. See you guys next time. Lots of love.
Lots of love.